Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. If you hung up because of earlier, we moved on to other things. The big story of the day, without a doubt, the repercussions now of what this means in the Middle East. Coming out of this killing of the major terrorist at Baghdad Airport. And I thought this morning, it's a good time. He was at the Feast of the Seven Fishes to get back with us, Colonel Scott Rutter, who led the original attack and capture on Baghdad Airport way back when, it seems like 100 years ago, as all this still plays out. And Colonel Scott Rutter, first of all, Happy New Year, Scott. And you know what this underlines? It underlines how long we played around with this Iranian regime in trying to bring them into the family of nations and how that is an impossibility.
Happy New Year, Dom. And I've said it, you know, in the last decade, that who are we really at war with? We've been at war with Iraq since the beginning of hostilities inside of Iraq. After 2003, we've been at war with Iran since then. We recognize the offensive capabilities that they have with their intelligence assets of how can these assets actually be inside of Iraq. So those are the questions that I ask now as we go down and we take a look at things. But, you know, but to be very clear, it was a clean strike by the United States, swift and decisive, identified as defensive. But let's face it, the best defense from time to time is to go on the offense. And when American get hurt and when Americans get hurt, the time is to react.
Well, and you're now, listeners should know, post this, you do a couple of things. One, support for military families. The others, you've been involved with various defense capabilities. And our capabilities are so strong now. This isn't 10 years ago. We were able to take this guy out with a drone strike that was very precise. This ought to send a message, even in Iran, that we have the capability to come after you.
Absolutely. It's a three-dimensional battlefield for us to use our intel assets combined with the human assets that we actually have on the ground. There's no mistake that this general was identified, he was tracked, and it was looked at, and he was a target before U.S. forces or U.S. drones took that individual out. And there's going to be many more if Americans get hurt, sir.
Well, Colonel, though, here's the argument, though. It's one thing for the military. They have the capability to always have to be on guard. I mean, you've talked to me what it was like, and listeners should know you were leading a tank corps in there with desert storms and all that. You said you have to be inside your motor pool constantly. It's another for civilians, and that's what people on the left and the media are saying now, that this is not a good bet because Iran will ratchet up now and take more significant action against civilians.
Dom, I believe that there's multiple forms of warfare, the diplomatic side and obviously the information and obviously the economic. I think the president exhausted the amount of efforts on the diplomatic, on the economic side when it comes to Americans getting hurt. So when it's time for American soldiers and, you know, and the military infrastructure in order to take the battle to the enemy, that's what Americans do well. And that's what soldiers, that's what Marines, and that's what sailors right now are prepared for. If that happens, when it's time for us to take care of business.
What is the, are they the biggest threat in the world, arguably? I mean, to me, North Korea is the biggest threat, and it underlines if Iran ever gets a nuclear weapon, once they get one nuclear weapon, they'll get several nuclear weapons. Yeah. And I think even our military suggests, Scott, that, yeah, we have the capability maybe to shoot down a missile, maybe two, but God knows if we do or don't, and if it misses, that's a million American lives right there. So if they get a nuclear weapon, given how long this is going on, they're in transits, even when they got everything they wanted from President Obama, there's not too much we'd be able to do with them.
Dom, I wrote an article in 2007 called "Who Are We Really at War With?" And this was from the aftermath of some lessons learned that I understood and I saw in Iraq that really recognized that the real challenge in the Middle East is Iran. Follow the money. That's yes. where it's coming from. And for if you take a look at the situation in Iraq, what Saddam Hussein was able to do, and rightly so, he was able to unite the Shias and the Sunnis for their common enemy. And their common enemy for years and centuries has been Iran, the Persians. And they have been fighting them for centuries. You know, what we failed to do during post-war activity was for us to be able to unite in Iraq in order to focus them against their common enemy. I understand democracy. We had a challenge when, you know, in our first country, our founding fathers' first country. That's why we called George Washington General George Washington. It wasn't really until Adams that the term president came about where he was called that. Security, the most important thing, the challenge of how do we ignite the people of Iraq. We do see some things being reported that they were excited against, you know, excited because of the activities that happened. But how do we make a united Iraq? And how do we make those countries, you know, from Yemen or even in the Middle East, united against this vile challenge from Iran?
Very well put, Colonel. It's always an honor to, and it was great to see you in person. To be continued in 2020. Scott, thank you.
Absolutely, Dom. Take care, and thanks again. Happy New Year, sir.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.